everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
She has traveled the globe with the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, preaching healing, deliverance, salvation, and hope for all who would have an ear to hear. Her own life, a walking miracle, as chronicled in her recent book, Born to Preach, and now her just released Resurrection Life Now. Bishop Ann Jimenez, or as her friends call her, Ann, is also the senior pastor of Rock Church International, founded with her late husband, John Jimenez. Together, they would lead a movement for Jesus that would rock this nation to its core, bringing over 700,000 souls to the steps of Washington, D.C., in a cry for holiness, prayer, repentance, and change for our nation, our homes, and our government. The year was 1980, the year President Ronald Reagan was elected, and many renowned men of faith joined in agreement to bring our nation back to its founding fathers, and most important of all, its Father God, Jesus Christ. The times were historic, the results caused revival, and now we've come full circle as the gauntlet has been thrown once more, and the mandate for revival through repentance is upon us once again. Who has been called upon to pick up this mandate, this mantle? Would you welcome with me to Testimony, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Rock Church International, Evangelist, Author, and Revivalist, and National Chairman of America for Jesus 2012, Bishop Ann Jimenez. Bishop Jimenez, welcome to Testimony.
Thank you so much, Jensen. It's my pleasure to be with you today.
Well, it's a great honor to have you here, Ann. You have shared your incredible story not long ago with Testimony that you chronicle in your book, Born to Preach. And at that time, we touched upon the upcoming Revival America for Jesus 2012, which will be held September 28th through the 29th, 2012, on the steps of Independence Hall, Freedom's first capital, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And my question to you, why the call for revival now, and why in Philadelphia?
Jensine, Philadelphia is the headwaters of our nation. It's where our major documents were signed and actually ratified, and where we became a nation. And we're going back right where the Liberty Bell is. We're going to stand there and we're going to pray for God to heal our nation. Out of Philadelphia, toward the A Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, all of these documents, and until they were ratified and signed, we weren't officially a nation, but we became that nation there in Philadelphia. And I believe Jonathan Kahn mentioned it in the Harbinger. There's a Hebrew word that is teshuva, and it means a return. I believe God's bringing us back to the headwaters for America to renew her covenant with God.
And clearly he has talked about that, as you have just indicated, the harbinger, which that word means a warning. And
yes,
he said himself just recently that he believes there is a direct link between the harbinger, the warnings, and what is to take place in Washington for Jesus 2012 from a biblical standpoint. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, I asked him recently, Jonathan Kahn, author of The Harbinger, what was the significance of the dates that God has directed us to go to Philadelphia, which is September the 28th and the 29th. He said, this is the Holy Week. We're going right after Rosh Hashanah, and we're going right at Yom Kippur. And as we go, just before the Feast of Tabernacles, in that Holy Week, he told me that was the time when Solomon was dedicating the temple, and when he heard the words from God, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. Jensine, we had no idea this date was so significant, but it is a return to the exact timing when that scripture was originally given to Solomon on the Temple Mount. And then in April the 29th of 1607 is when a cross was planted right here on the shores of Virginia Beach, Virginia. And this, the dedication ground of America then was in New York, where George Washington was sworn in as president, and that again was on April the 29th. And 30th. It's amazing. You know, dates are significant. We don't always understand, but this is such a significant gathering in Philadelphia. As we go at the beginning of the, for the Jewish people, the beginning of the year, but also the what we're coming into is the time of the Feast of Tabernacles, which is the fruit harvest. It's the last great harvest of their year. And I'm just believing that is significant to us, that there's going to be great revival and great fruit for the gospel in America.
Amen and amen. You know, as we record your testimony, this day is 9/11 for later broadcast. I find it very interesting that this is one of the warnings or harbingers talked about in Kahn's book.
Yes.
And he says, quote, before God judges a nation, he sends a warning, end quote. And what impending calamity do you feel is upon the United States of America and around the world if God's people do not repent?
You know, Jensine, George Washington, when he was sworn in New York City, he, in his prayer of dedicating America to God, he said in that prayer, if America ever turns away from God, the protection of God will be lifted. And in the Harbinger book, he says it was lifted on 9/11/2001 when we were attacked. The protection was lifted. You know, Jensine, the churches were full on Sundays for about 3 weeks. And then people so quickly began to forget. And they began to go about their way. And once again, having God in our nation, in our foundation, became almost insignificant. But, you know, today, as we're hearing that in the secular realm, they wish to take God out of our remembrance, out of our schools, out of our prayers. And the laws of the land are beginning to reflect a secular view. There are no absolutes. There are no godly principles, no godly basis for our laws, such as the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. But abortion is rampant in our land. And then in the question about marriage, I believe in the biblical definition of marriage. But today, if people have taken God out of the society, they have no biblical basis, and therefore they do not base their belief or their laws on the laws of God. And that's why it's so important to go to Philadelphia, September 28th and 29th. Come and pray with us on the National Mall as we pray to restore America on her godly foundation and bring back the godly principles into our land. Jensine, most people that I talk to believe this, if America doesn't change her course now, it will be many generations before it would have the opportunity or possibly change and come back to being a God-fearing nation.
Amen. And, you know, and I also find it interesting, in 1980, the first Washington for Jesus rally took place that you and your husband, John Jimenez, led. We were in the throes of electing our next president of the United States. That next president happened to be a Bible-believing man called Ronald Reagan. Any correlation here between America for Jesus 2012 and the upcoming election?
Absolutely, Jensine. April the 29th of 1980, we did not know that it was such a significant date. We did not know that was a dedication date, that when George Washington prayed at the little church that is at Ground Zero, and our nation was dedicated in Washington, D.C., at the little church that still stands at Ground Zero. He dedicated this nation to God. And we were not aware of the significance of of that day, nor were we aware of the significance of September 28th and 29th. It is the Holy Week. It's the time when we are coming into that period where Solomon dedicated the temple, and God said to him, "If my people call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, I'll heal their land." We didn't know this was the exact timing of America for Jesus. Jonathan Kahn said to me, this is a God time and a date that is so surrounded with meaning and you know, those that believe on the name of the Lord God, we need to pray for our nation as never before and ask God to turn America back to God, to call on God as a nation.
Amen and amen. And your late husband, John Geminis, said that another solemn assembly would be needed as the one in 1980, but that he would not be the one to fulfill it. What does this mean to you personally, Anne, knowing that God has asked you to take the lead 32 years later?
I never dreamed that God would tell me to do this, but my husband passed away in February of 2008. And at that time, we didn't know who the candidates would be, nor was there any thought of exactly who would be president. But my husband said to me in the last month before he passed, he said, "Anne, somebody's got to call the nation to prayer again." He said, "This next time, it won't be me." He said, "But we've got to come. We've got to lay down our differences, and we've got to come together under one banner. We've got to come together as believers and Christians, as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we've got to come together loving one another so that we will be a significant voice." You know, Jen Singh, as I've traveled and spoken and been around, one of the greatest needs I see in the church today is for the church, for the people to love one another across racial lines, across denominational barriers, for people to love one another. And I say often, we agree on what's important. There's one God, one Jesus, one blood that washes us from sin. And we just need to come together in unity and love, and all the rest of it, we can settle it in the sweet by and by.
Amen. And we're out of time today, but can you tell people how they can participate in this historic movement with you and with leaders all across this nation? Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop Anne Geminis, National Chairman for America for Jesus 2012. Please, Anne, close us out on testimony.
All right. Please make your plans and go to afj12.org on the internet, afj12.org. You can find bus information. You can register. Registration is free, but it's to give us an idea of how many are coming. You'll find hotels that have the greatest rates, and you'll get all maps. You'll get all your information online at afj12.org. And please come, please register, please stand with us on the mall September 28th and 29th. The 28th is a great youth rally with Ron Luce, Phil Engel, calling the youth in the nation to prayer, and then announcing 40 days of prayer and fasting for America. The 29th is a solemn assembly from the rising of the sun to the going down on Saturday. God bless you, and we'll see you on the mall.
Thank you, Anne, and God bless you. Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JENSINEBARD.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.